Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on Thanksgiving Tuesday. Elliot Shore Parks joins us as he does every Tuesday at 3. Elliot's appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hello, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Never a boring day.
Never, ever, ever.
Never boring.
Nope.
You would say, oh, they won the Super Bowl. They're 8-3. Should be pretty boring. Nope.
Well, good news. Hard Knocks is starting this week. So
yes.
It's only about to get to another level of distraction.
They were filming us last night. Were they filming you guys? Yeah. Did you talk to them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
all
listen.
Right.
They didn't film the Players' Lounge specifically.
Wow.
So, like, nah, but they got the end of our show.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they got some of the afternoon show.
Oh,
there
you go.
I do think, now that I know they'll be filming there, I have to make sure I really, dress nicely.
Well, Jordan came in with this.
Yeah, Jordan was dressed up.
Lower Marion Kobe varsity jacket.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Oh, now I see what's going on.
Normally it's the team sweats,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, got to be camera ready.
Yes. Exactly right. Yeah, smart. And I'm hoping after, the appearance on Hard Knocks that I will go national.
Yeah.
I will be a big star.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be very kind to us.
Carry the show with you.
No, come on, man.
The people were right.
Yeah. My show. I said that very early. Elliot. So we open up the show. I'm thinking about Jalen, and I'm thinking about the offense.
Yeah.
And I said he should run more. I think he should run 8 or 10 times a game. And the reason I'm thinking is if you were to give what are Jalen's best attributes, I think everybody would get to running pretty quick. I said top three, probably. We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We talked last year about how that was advantageous to Saquon, his ability to run. When you go back to 22, he ran 165 times in 15 games. And I understand saving him, but I sort of think they're in this spot now that if they don't do something for the offense, that we could unravel a little bit. What are your thoughts on Jalen running more?
I would be fine with it. I think it would be a smart thing for them to do. I do think it would help open up the offense. I also think it would help keep plays on track. I think when you drop him back a ton, it does throw the offense off in terms of timing. I don't know if a strength of his is playing on time. And so I think when you have designed running plays, those just go. So I think it would help the offensive line. I think it would help Saquon. And I also think it might help Jalen get in a bit of a rhythm. I mean, I think Jalen is definitely a player that plays with emotion, and I know he doesn't show it on his face all the time, but I think if he were to have big plays early, it would help him. So I don't think that would solve the offensive problems. I think there is something else that would clearly fix it, but I do think that would help.
You said you think there's something else that would clearly fix it?
Well, I think the penalties. Like, I think I'm not saying schematically. I think if
I'm running the football.
I don't think they'll be able to run the football. So I think I agree. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think they can stop getting penalties. They've been undisciplined all year long.
Yeah, but I think that's easier to do than it is to start running the football at a high level.
Yeah.
I'm not equating it to turnovers as much because I do think turnovers is the ultimate indicator of winning. But if you were to tell me they would get three or less penalties in every game the rest of the year, I would feel very, very good about their chances of going to the Super Bowl. I don't think the problems on offense are schematic, or I just think it's the penalties. I mean, they were 2 or 3 penalties away from this past Sunday of putting up 30 plus points
easily
against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the main problem. The main problem is not being able to run the ball.
No, I think the main problem is the penalties.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, I think if it wasn't for the penalties, now it is both to an extent, but if they were not penalized as much, they would be scoring, I think, at least another touchdown to 10 points a game.
10 points a game.
Well, think about this pass game, right? They had the big play to Devontae that got them to the 12. They're the number one red zone offense in the league. I think it's a bit skewed because they don't get there a ton, but they are very good in the red zone. So I think they could have scored there. That's 7 points. Jake Elliott missed a kick. That's not penalty related, but that's another 3 points right there. They at the beginning of the third quarter, they had that 20-yard play to Goddard that got pulled back. There's games all year against the Packers. Jalen fumbled it in the red zone, not a penalty, but a self-inflicted wound.
You're right.
I was just thinking of instances they blew in the red zone there.
Yeah.
But the penalties have absolutely hurt them. And I think if they were not penalized as much, you would see the offense play better overall, including the running game.
I think to Ike's point about just solving it, and you said three less penalties a game. That I think they're at 7.4.
No, I said if they got three penalties or fewer per game, I would feel real.
There's no chance. I mean, that's cutting it in half.
And that is my concern. Yeah. I don't know if they can do it. I just think that's the biggest problem. And that's what I think is tough to gauge them, because I think at their best, they can beat any team in the NFL, but I also think they've gotten to a point where they could lose to any team. Like, I don't know if there's a single opponent right now where going into it, I would say they are definitely winning this game.
Now this is where the running game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Has contributed to the success of this team in years past. And I know they can't run the football now. And if they can't get that fixed, then maybe we're going to have to rethink our expectations, because we can wish and hope that Jalen becomes this thrower every week that's going to throw us to wins. We know that's realistically not going to happen. You need the complementary running game. This team's most successful years under Nick Sirianni has been with a top rushing football team. And I understand some of those years he was a part of that. He's a little bit older, and he's more injuries away from where he ran as frequently as he did in 2022. You think about the injuries that he's had, they've all come on quarterback-designed runs. The one in Chicago, the one that happened up in New York, the concussion last year in Washington. All of these things are come on quarterback design runs where you're giving a team another more opportunities to hit him, and eventually it's going to add up. He's gotten away with some, but eventually he's going to get caught with a shot, and now you're dealing with not having the guy out there.
So I do think
I know that some people may think that's not all bad, but I'm not one of those people.
They clearly have a better chance to win with Jalen in there right now than Tanner McKee. I don't even think that's a debate right now. I think Jalen has experience that Tanner does not. So from a running perspective, though, you're right that he has been injured on designed runs. Mm-hmm. I still think if you watch other quarterbacks around the league run, Jalen is very smart at the end of runs. He does not often take big hits. And you think about other quarterbacks they've had, like Vic. Vic never was a quarterback that slid. And you know, for years we talked about, well, they can teach him how to do it. Carson, same thing. I just think some quarterbacks have it in them to do it. Jackson Dart, I don't think he'll ever be a quarterback that slides. They're talking about it up in New York. Jalen is a quarterback that I think is very smart about how he treats his body at the end of runs. Now, he's been hurt, and it happens. But I still think I don't
sometimes
think he is reckless.
Sometimes he
can't. No, you're right. Sometimes
I'm not saying he's reckless. I'm not saying it's – I'm just saying
it happens.
The law averages, eventually he's going to get caught with one of those from a safety coming down here or a big lineman falling on him, separates his shoulder, whatever it may be. Like, it's not – it doesn't have to be him being reckless. It's just you're putting him in harm's way more times than he needs to be put in harm's way.
I do think it would
Him 10 times a game?
Yeah, I would be fine with that. I mean, look, you're putting him at risk, and I get it, but ultimately you're going to be at risk in a football game, and it would help the offense. It would help the offense.
Ultimately, he's going to be at risk.
It would be. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as Saquon with the going for the record, right? Like, I was willing to risk
Saquon.
Saquon's
a running back at 235 pounds that's accustomed to taking contact, albeit not this year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, he doesn't take a lot of contact this year, but he's still a running back.
Yeah. No, I agree, but it would really help the Eagles' offense if Jalen became a running threat again.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And if he does it and he's successful, I'm clapping. All I'm saying is, my heart's in my throat the more often you do that. Because I'm simply yelling, get down, get the first down, get down. Don't get hit. Don't take a shot. Like, anything can happen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. No team out there with the aspirations that the Eagles have is saying, let's run the quarterback more. Maybe Buffalo. Maybe.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Yeah. Probably. Now, he is bigger than Jalen.
No other team. Like, even Baltimore doesn't do that anymore. They want to keep Lamar Jackson healthy.
Yeah.
So, like, teams, when you got that guy there, they aren't doing it. Baltimore doesn't run Lamar. They want to keep him healthy.
No, yeah. 215-592-9494. We will continue with Elliot right after Ike tells you about meat. What?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
fall is upon us, and that means tailgating at Eagles football games.
Being honest.
Yeah, you are. You are. Fire up your grill with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Be the hitting up barbecue or tailgate with game day essentials like hot dogs, sausages, meats, and, of course, artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Don't forget about the high-protein Dietz nuts. Meat snacks, perfect for snacking on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Check them out online at DietzandWatson.com for a retailer near you. And remember, go Birds! Hold on. Before you start up, I want you to realize I did that without taking my glasses off.
Oh, wow. The eyesight's heating up?
Yeah.
Not really. That's a shorter read. That's a shorter read. I can get through that one.
So, Elliot, it is a two questions on the blackout for Friday. So, it's a blackout. They're wearing black uniforms. They're asking everybody to wear black.
Yeah.
The first thing is, are you going to wear all
black? So, I did have my suit. I already got it dry cleaned and everything, but should I go to I don't have a black suit. I only have a black tux.
So get a black suit.
Which is before Friday.
You want a black suit to the game?
No, he's suggesting it because of the blackout, and I like the idea. Now, I could do a black shirt and a black tie.
Yeah, I'm wearing all black.
And black pants.
I'm wearing all black. I'm wearing a black hoodie.
Well, now I might feel left out.
It's going to be cold as hell.
Come on, man. You look so cool. Sloppy beat writers there, you know, and you rolling up.
You're convincing me.
All black.
Yeah.
All black tie.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Come on, man.
I'll have to think about it.
The one thing I want to do is I want to do the Elliott walk-in like they do with Devontae.
Yes!
You think the Eagles would take, you know, I'll go to the player side and just walk through.
Tweet the photo out. Just see what the responses are.
Yeah.
Nice. So just come to the media entrance and get everybody that comes in.
Get all the beat writers. Yeah.
Dude, that would a message from us to the Eagles social team. You guys getting all the media coming in and their different
fits. It would crush on social.
Yes, yeah. It would absolutely crush.
I can imagine the comments on that.
Oh, it would be amazing. Yeah. You kidding? Slow motion, motion.
Take my glasses off as I walk.
Coming around the corner.
Yeah.
And you got to get Jason Dumas to...
Shoes untied.
You got to Jason Dumas to retweet it and talk about what your sneakers are.
Yes.
Because that'll work. And then, you know, we are giving away a Black Eagles hoodie today. We're asking everybody, you know, their best duo. If I say, give me a famous duo, what's the first one that pops up?
So for some reason, Casey and JoJo popped in my head right off the bat.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Casey and JoJo, look at you.
Those two songs back in the day.
He's at the cookout.
All my life was banger.
Yeah.
215. I think it was a prom song for me.
215-592-9494. Omar in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Omar?
Hey, what's going on, man? Listen, I need my 3X. I need hoodie, you know, right now. And
what you got?
My duo is Miami Vice, man. You got to give it to them.
You got to say their names.
Come on.
The characters?
Yes.
Don Johnson.
No, give me the character.
Is it John Johnson?
Don. So the actors are Philip Michael Thomas and Don Johnson, but who are the characters?
Come on.
Sonny.
Yeah, come on, man.
You got one.
Jesus. I'm Crockett and Tubbs, man. Crockett and Tubbs.
Tubbs. All right, Omar. On to the Eagles. We'll give you half credit for that one.
Hey, listen, man. We just got to roll them out, right? The design runs, you just got to move the pocket for them. But we got to save it for the playoffs. It's like we got to move them around. When that pressure comes, we got to talk to them. Like, if that pressure's coming from one side, you just got to roll over to the other side.
But give them a little more run-pass option stuff.
Yeah, the RPOs is always good. Like, the RPOs, you always can move them around, but you got to all kind of come out of, like, under center. Like, you got to put them under center a little bit more, roll them out to one other side. And then, like I said, you need to know where that pressure is coming from. And then we just move him to each side. And like I say, he's going to be all right. But we got to save him for the playoffs. Like, those runs got to come in the playoffs.
All right, Omar. That's what we got to do. Thank you for the call,
brother. The only issue with the playoff thing is, I mean, Friday is a borderline must-win game. Like, it is pretty critical.
I was going to ask you that. I don't want to bring up 2020.
A must-win game for what?
The Eagles.
To do what?
To beat the Bears. I'm saying on Friday.
Oh, to do what?
To, like, keep this season rolling. To not have this thing get ugly. To, like, not worry about a collapse.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring up 23. Yeah. I guess my question was, could this season, if they don't win on Friday,
but I think it's fine to bring up 23. I mean, that's the last.
No, it's not.
Well, I think it is because that's the last year they came off the Super Bowl. If you look at the seasons where after they played in the Super Bowl, like, we would agree 04, 17, 22, and 24 were probably the best Eagles teams we've seen, right?
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence that the year after has been ugly.
Oh, I agree.
Right. So I'm saying the most recent season that feels like this one is without question 23. And so my worry is if they lose on Friday, this thing starts to unravel a little bit.
Why?
Because I've seen it happen before.
Yeah, I'm not. That's sort of a surfacey answer. I'm asking, like, why is it going to unravel?
So I don't know. I don't know what the issue in 23 was. They didn't have something to lean on.
They weren't together.
They weren't together, and I think they are more together this year. I do.
Then they shouldn't unravel.
But I don't know. Like, I don't know what they have to lean on.
No, it's simple. It's simple. If they are a close-knit football team pulling in the same direction, losing Friday should not cause them to unravel. There are still 5 games left after that. A close-knit football team rallies together, pulls together, and go and beat the team. These are inferior opponents that they're playing. Washington, the Raiders, the Chargers.
Yeah, but that's what we said in 23.
This is my point, Elliot.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you're right, it's because it's a team that's not together. They aren't. You can't tell me on one hand this is a close-knit team. They're pulling in the same direction. And the moment any adversity comes up, they're pointing the finger. No one's looking in the mirror. We're looking for escape routes. The season is going to unravel at 8-4?
I would say this, too.
That's not a team that's close.
If Nick Sirianni has 2 collapses under his belt, that's a pretty harsh condemnation of him as a culture guy.
Yes, I would agree with that. I would also say, I don't think they're going to go 1-7 or whatever they did. Like,
well, you keep telling me it's 2023.
But I'm saying, would it shock you if in the next 3 games, I mean 6 games, they went 3-3?
Yes!
It would not shock me. I wouldn't pick it, but it would not shock me. They're 4-3 in their last 7 games. They're barely a 500 team.
They're 4-1 in their last 5 games.
Right, but I'm saying over their last 7, they're 4-3.
Yeah, and I can choose to look at the last 5.
Right, I'm picking the last 7.
5-3 in their last 8.
You got a point you're trying to make.
Yeah, I am.
I'm trying to say in their most recent 5 games.
But I'm saying after that first month of the season and since their first loss, they have.
Understand this is what I'm saying. If you're correct, my point is that this is a team that is going to finally show its true colors. This is not a close-knit football team. I've been on teams that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what it's like to rally together and pull yourself out of the doldrums. Teams that aren't close-knit, that are bickering and fighting behind the scenes, they're not invested enough in the team to do the things that's required to rally and overcome adversity. That's what I'm saying.
So I
that's
agree.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what it's going to show. If you're right, and they lose Friday, right? Say they lose Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow this tanks to 2023. Yeah, 2023 was a team that was not close-knit. They didn't like each other. They pointed fingers. They blamed each other. They replaced this guy, replaced that coach. They did all type of stuff, right? If this happens with this team, it's the same reasoning for me. It's the same reasoning. There's at the first sign of adversity, you don't start to run. You say, hold on. We see the storm coming. Let's lock arms. We're in this thing together. Now, that's not what they are. That's not what they are. But you can't try to sell me that this is what we are. And when the adversity comes, everybody is scattering and pointing fingers and things are unraveling. I'm not buying that.
I agree with you on that. And yeah. I do think this team, from what I know as of now, right, seems tighter than the 23 team. That being said, there is finger pointing happening. There is, right?
A true test of how close you are is when things aren't going well, do you stick together?
But do you think this team has done that this year?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm telling you, if that's what the case is, I'm saying they got a chance to change that.
Okay, all right.
That's the point that I'm making. Okay. They got a chance to change that.
I agree with you on that, but I also think another reason this has potential for them not to go 6-0 or 5-1 is because I don't think they have something to lean on offense to help them consistently win games.
Well, the thing I'd say is there are different kinds of 3-3 over the next six games. There is an unravel 3-3, and there is a we're fighting through this, we're just not that good this year.
Yes,
3-3.
Sure.
And there is a world where they end up 11-6, and we're not all saying, wow, what a collapse.
Yeah.
We'll bitch and moan over them going 3-3, but it's not another report.
Exactly. And that's the point I'm making, Spike.
Yeah.
The messaging coming out of the locker room needs to be more unified, is my point.
Yeah.
Meaning we go down together. If this is what we are, we're fighting our best, we're doing our best. Our best just isn't good enough, but it's us. But if it's him, it ain't me, it's him, that's not a unified team.
I agree with you on that.
That's not a unified team.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, two pieces of audio we need Elliot's opinion on. First, Peter Schrager on the offense.
Speaking of finger pointing.
And why the
See,
offense
this is what I'm talking about.
Doesn't look as good. And speaking of finger pointing, some media fighting at Vic Fangio's press conference that had nothing to do with Elliot, but we have to get Elliot's insight on the media bickering with each other.
Man. It was, and this is why no one likes me down there.
I said when Jack sent me the audio, I said, "Oh, we have to put Elliot in an uncomfortable situation."
Absolutely,
ask him about it.
Dude. Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah,
this is causing some infighting.
Yeah, we have caused a lot of pointing fingers. It's about me. It's the disease of me with the Eagles Insider.
With the writers too.
Yes. Wow, there's a lot of toxicity that I don't care.
And also, we'll figure out what the hell is going on with the secondary, which is this game is on Friday, so they got to figure that out soon. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I've been talking about my friends at the Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car, my current car. And we just got a used car from the Scott Auto Group. Love my family with the Scott Auto team. Get ready to celebrate the holidays in style with the Kia Season of New Tradition Salesmen. Right now, you can lease the all-new 2025 Kia Sportage Hybrid EX all-wheel drive for $255 a month, or the all-new 2025 Kia Telluride S for $265 a month for 24 months. Check out Scott Kia Springfield or the newly opened Scott Kia of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.